Finally today, a great underdog story. Iceland, tiny Iceland, won big at the Euro 2016 soccer tournament yesterday. And in dramatic fashion, the Icelanders ran the length of the field to score a goal in the last seconds of a match against Austria. Here's Icelandic sports announcer Gudmundur Benediktsson with the call. Wow, I have no idea what he's saying, but I'm getting Vikingish chills just listening to that. If you want even more Icelandic excitement, check out the Reykjavik Grapevine Twitter feed. The man behind that is John Rogers. John, how are you feeling right now about Iceland's soccer team?
Yeah, it's been a crazy week for Icelandic football. I mean, the atmosphere in Reykjavik right now has been crazy. Everyone has face paints, flags, there's people banging drums in the streets. And after that particular goal, there was like an impromptu carnival in Reykjavik, to be honest.
Now, your Reykjavik Grapevine Twitter feed is kind of capturing the moment-by-moment excitement of all this. The time of smiting Austria, it says in all caps, into the jaws of oblivion on our march to certain victory is nigh. That's pretty intense. What other things have you been writing on your feed?
Now we smite them into a million pieces with the mighty hammer of Thor and all this kind of stuff, which, you know, it's a big part of the Icelandic history, the sagas and the storytelling and the culture from like the 800s through to the, you know, the next 500 years or so. So, I mean, it does belong to Icelandic culture, but Iceland's obviously a modern country, so there's an element of parody to it as well.
And I gather Icelanders are even offering up sacrifices to the Icelandic gods Odin and Thor, really?
That's right. Well, that was another joke that came on the Twitter, like, please lay up your offerings, like Thor likes some mead and meat as an offering.
So but is it happening for real?
We got hundreds of people tweeting back at us with pictures of their defrosting pork chops and and shots of whiskey. So people were making offerings, yes.
Wow.
We even got a live baby in one offering.
Oh, my. Wow. That's got to be a joke. Although during Euro 2016, you never really know.
Yeah, after that last goal, I'm not sure if we should follow up on that one.
So Iceland's in the final round of 16 and facing England. John, you're English. You've been in Iceland for a while. I presume you love it there. Kind of a dilemma for you, isn't it? They play England on Monday.
Yeah, I mean, I've supported the English team since I was a boy. I remember watching Gary Lineker and Paul Gascoigne in the Italian World Cup and cheering for them. But, I mean, this is my adopted homeland, and so I don't think I'm really going to know where my heart is on this until the first whistle blows.
Right. Well, as I said, that's Monday. Iceland is already planning on a win, and as a consolation prize for the English side, a tourism company in Reykjavik, I gather, has made a generous offer. What is it?
That's right. A local whale-watching company has printed 23 special tickets so that when we defeat England, the sad players can come and cheer themselves up by going to see some Icelandic whales.
Well, all I can say is, Wayne Rooney, watch out for that blowhole.
Exactly. Quite.
John Rogers, the man behind the Reykjavik Grapevine Twitter feed. All I got to say is good luck to Iceland, man.
Thanks a lot.
Gonna mambo my way out of here, and that's all from us today. From the Nan and Bill Harris Studios at WGBH here in Boston, I'm Marco Werman. Back with you tomorrow.
PRI, Public Radio International.